Well, hello, friends. This is Mark DiMatteo coming at you, reading you a foreword to a comprehensive introduction to the origin and purpose of the Great Questions Group. And folks, what you are about to read, or in this case, listen to, is an introductory overview of an amazing personal journey I have been on now for a major portion of my life and remain on till this day. It is an outgrowth of a keen intellectual, emotional, and spiritual curiosity I have had ever since I was quite young. An interest which centers on perhaps the most fundamental questions regarding this life and existence, especially what happens to us after we die. In particular, I wanted to know whether there was any objective evidence which might provide valid answers to these questions. And if so, then what kind of answers might that evidence provide? Initially, this was simply an endeavor I pursued for myself personally, and therefore the results were not necessarily something I ever intended to share with anyone else. However, over a period of time, I actually was able to find a substantial amount of evidence which did indeed begin providing accurate answers to those great questions. And as those answers came together, they furnished me with a growing awareness of something quite extraordinary. The certainty of the eventual and perhaps imminent arrival of an entirely new order of reality and existence. Folks, one so totally and profoundly altered and improved that it is virtually beyond our comprehension. Furthermore, that there are in fact specific keys which we need to become aware of and use properly to not only gain access to this new reality, but also to enhance our experience there once we arrive. Not surprisingly, these discoveries began to radically alter my perception of this present world and my understanding of the main purpose behind this current existence. They also gave me a tremendous sense of hope, excitement, and anticipation for the future, and transformed the way I saw my own life, my priorities, and what I was truly living for. Moreover, I knew that the significance of these findings obviously went way beyond just my own individual life, for their scope is universal, and they will ultimately impact every person on this planet. In fact, folks, literally every single person who has ever lived. Consequently, I soon felt compelled to begin sharing some of what I was learning with others as well. Because my profession provided me with the opportunity to speak quite frequently, I was able to begin passing on small portions of what I was learning to a variety of different audiences. And as I did, I watched it have the same transformational impact on them as it was having on me. In fact, it wasn't long before I actually began receiving requests to talk specifically on this topic. Often, I heard comments like eye-opening, uplifting, and life-altering. Additionally, I would frequently hear folks exclaim something like, "Mark, you so need to tell more people about this. You ought to pass this on to as many people as possible." Furthermore, many of those I talked to wanted to know more, what else I'd learned on this journey, and I received an almost continual request for the rest of the story. So after hearing these appeals for quite a while, a number of years, in fact, I finally decided that I would begin a specific endeavor to create a comprehensive review of my journey. Besides, initially sharing some of what I was learning with a fairly wide audience had also allowed me to accomplish something else of importance, and that was to cross-check and confirm my findings. For while the evidence I had found seemed certain, and the answers it pointed to clear, in the back of my mind, I still wanted to make sure I wasn't somehow off base on any of the conclusions I had been led to. And all this preliminary exposure had indeed confirmed that my answers were accurate and my conclusions correct, and this only underscored the need to pass them on. So, I am now in the process of writing a review of this journey, which I also call my Great Questions Quest, to share with those who are also interested in this topic. The challenge is, folks, after 35 plus years of this continuing pursuit, there is now perhaps more information than I may be able to share, even over the remainder of my lifetime. Therefore, I have decided to produce a mainstream review first. Folks, this Great Questions Quest has been much like a long and fascinating voyage exploring a great river. Though there has been a primary theme and direction to it, there has also been many sideline studies which have contributed valuable pieces to the overall picture of reality which has come together. However, because my main objective is to arrive at and share an initial portrait of this truly unique and extraordinary future reality, along with the keys to accessing and maximizing it, we will presently only glance into the various tributaries, some briefly and some a bit more extensively, which I have investigated while on this grand journey. Then at some point, I trust we will have the opportunity to come back and examine further what I have learned from each of these diverse areas of study. Additionally, once I decided to produce this review, I also began reaching out and connecting with quite a number of other folks who are also interested in this topic and wanted to know more about what I have learned. Consequently, I am developing a rather extensive and growing community of people, which I now refer to as the Great Questions Group. As I am writing, I'm also taking portions of the material and recording brief audios to share with this group. Once produced, I post them on this low-key online educational forum, Great Questions Group at markdemateo.com, with any other info related to this endeavor. I then take the links to those new audios and email them out to all the people who are part of the group. A community, by the way, which anyone who shares our interest is welcome to be a part of. Now, before we actually get rolling with this comprehensive introduction, please bear a few things in mind for me. First, that this is a work in progress and, most importantly, a labor of love. So please be kind, patient, and forbearing with the laborer. Next, that even after all this time, I still don't pretend to have all the answers. And I'm now convinced that nobody does. However, I do have a truckload more than I used to, folks, and they have changed my life and my eternal destiny. Also, that my purpose here is not to try to impress you with my writing skills or eloquence, as I only have a modest degree of either, but rather to simply pass on this remarkable information in as straightforward and understandable manner possible. Then, to please remember to be patient with yourself too. This can be somewhat surprising and even astonishing information. And for most of us, it can often take some time to adequately absorb, process, and understand it, as it certainly has for me. And finally, that I am not trying to sell anyone on this evidence or the conclusions it points to, but rather just offer it for your consideration, as it holds unparalleled implications for all of us. Folks, we all have a brain, and we all live in the same world. And intuitively, we all know the way things in this world work. So all I'm recommending is that you simply take the information I'll be sharing and check it out for yourself, and then decide what you want to do with it. In the end, each of us is responsible for taking care of our own ultimate future. And folks, this is the main theme which continues to grip my soul and steadfastly motivates me to persist on this Great Questions Quest for myself. And my prayer is that it will for you too. And so now, let us begin.